Welcome to Chapter 45, My Jungle Experience. This was never intended to be a chapter, but since there was so much negativity in the previous one, I thought this would be a great way to clear the air and get back onto the positive track. A long time ago when I was working at Sunoil, and I was driving a Ford that had a vinyl top. You might say to yourself, what in the world does that have to do with the story about welcoming to the jungle? Stay tuned. It'll all come clear to you. All right. Now, I meet this girl. I know you've heard that. And we decide to go out. I asked her where she'd like to go. She said, how about Great Adventure? They just opened. Okay. I'm not really big on daytime extravaganzas, but fine, let's do that. So we go up to Great Adventure in Central Jersey and go through it, and it was fun. It was enjoyable. I'd never been to one of those kind of theme parks. Anyway, when you're going to exit Great Adventure back then, we were in a car on our way out, and there was a kind of like a fork in the road. To the right, it said exit. To the left, it said, they had a little cardboard cute monkey waving its hand from left to right, saying, with a sign that said, welcome to baboon country. So I said, what do you want to do? She said, let's go, let's try that. Okay. So I bear left and I head into baboon country as a guest of the little cardboard monkey. So we're driving, it said 3 miles an hour. So we're going 3 miles an hour, obviously. And there really is nothing on either side of the road. It's kind of like a field. So I'd never had any experience with the habitat of baboons, so I would have no way of knowing what to expect. So as we drove very slowly through this on this road, the sides of the road, the shrubbery, the greenery, began to get closer to the road. And what started out as a field, now it was, if you can picture this, both sides of the road were kind of closing together. The shrubbery, the foliage was getting thicker. And it continued to do that for a minute or two, whatever. I can't judge with 3 miles an hour. But before we knew it, we were pretty much covered on top in shrubbery, in foliage. It did remind me of a jungle. So I figured, okay, well, then here we are. So, you know, but still nothing. So I remember turning to her and saying, you know, this is really no big deal. At that moment, this thing landed on my windshield. It was 150-pound, I'm going to guess, of teeth drooling. I had encountered my first baboon in life. This creature was looking in the window right in front of me, trying to chew his way through the glass, the windshield. Not a happy person on either side of the glass. He wanted me, I wanted out. Not out of the car, out of the Great Adventure. Well, I learned a couple of things about baboons in the next 30 seconds. The first thought I had was, back then, there was a lot of publicity or advertising on TV about Pittsburgh plate glass, and they talked about it shattering but not breaking. And my very first thought when I looked at this thing was that I hope to God this windshield is made of Pittsburgh plate glass. Well, while I'm still adapting and trying to understand what happens now, I hear on my roof. What I learned at that moment, I learned a couple things. First of all, baboons are not loners. They come in a pack. Number two, they have serious personality issues. And number three is they are addicted to banana glue. You say, what is banana glue? Banana glue is what is used to attach vinyl to your roof. I could hear this scratching and clawing on the roof. And I could only assume that the people or those objects on the roof were somehow related to this thing trying to chew through the windshield. My whole life kind of flashed before me. I didn't know whether or not to offer my date up as a human sacrifice, as a distraction. But then I thought, nah, that's probably not going to work out because I got to open the door. I decided, you know what? For some bizarre reason, what is your reaction when something foreign, you know, a bug or something gets on your car? You want to speed up to let the wind blow it off. Well, for some bizarre reason, I thought that the wind was going to blow these things off. So I started to increase my speed, which you're not supposed to do because the visibility ahead is not that good. So I just prayed I would stay on the road. I could see the road, but not a lot above me. The shrubbery was really thick. So I'm now at what I thought was maybe 80 miles an hour. I probably was going 15 miles an hour. And I just continued to increase the speed, hoping I would see daylight and a highway. That was my only chance of survival. Well, the one on the windshield just jumped off. I saw that. I landed outside on a highway and quickly sped. I got up to maybe 70, 80 miles an hour on my way to the toll booth. Still not sure what, if anything, was on the roof, any residual monkeys. I pull up to the toll booth. I put the window down a crack, maybe a quarter of an inch. A woman comes out to collect the toll. I'm pointing to the roof and asking her, is there anything, anybody, any unusual object, animal on the roof? She looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about? So I decided, I think the toll back then was like a dollar. All I had on me was a 10. I just gave it to her and sped off and never looked back. Two things were a result of this experience. One is, I knew this girl that I was with was never going to be my soulmate. That was a one-and-done date. And number two, I knew in my heart I would never return to Great Adventure, no matter what precautions they took against the things that I encountered. I'm going to wind up this story by sharing something that will be part of a chapter later on. But it's going to chapter in itself. A good friend of mine, Dick Bergeron, which you will hear about him later, when he passed, I went to the viewing. I come up behind his wife, and she was over the casket, and she turned around, saw me. And instead of welcoming me or thanking me for coming or any of that, she said, she looked right at me, she said, the baboon story. So I took that as a compliment. I hope you enjoyed this story. I enjoyed telling it long after, but not living it. Thank you. Up next, where did this text come from?